With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll be discussing a number of items this week during his talks with President Trump in Washington.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
The two will meet Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling Panama's president in a face-to-face meeting that the Central American ally must reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, or the Trump administration will take measures necessary to do so. Also, at SRNnews.com, President Trump's approval rating on the rise. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
U.S. Mussin reports daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Baby food maker recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain over a possible choking hazard. Gerber says it's recalling and discontinuing its brand of Sooth and Chew teething sticks, after receiving customer complaints about choking. Company says one emergency room visit has already been reported. This is SRN News. Major changes at PepsiCo.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. Department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting, quote, significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. Now, Da Vinci's Mona Lisa will soon have a room for herself at the Louvre.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance and new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Japan launching a navigation satellite on its flagship H-3 rocket as the country seeks to have a precise positioning system of its own. H-3 rocket carried the Mikobite 6 successfully, lifting off early Sunday from a southwestern Japanese island. More details at SRNnews.com.